Jamie and New Tommy.
East Coast Radio.
This morning we're paying tribute to the late great legend Steve Fatah, who passed away at 76 yesterday. Here a couple of words from John Ellis.
Hi Jane, this is John Ellis, formerly of 363. I've known Steve since my early days at university. Steve was always a legend from the time I started playing guitar. And his stories were just incredible of the stuff he'd been through in his life. I don't think people realize what a legendary man he was in international music in the 60s, especially with the Beach Boys and the Flames. And Steve pioneered things. And then he gave it up and just came back home, and that's also part of the story. And he was just a lovely guy who loved music, loved people. He was one of those guys that drew music around him and drew people around him to play music with him. He was never a solitary guy. He taught us all a lesson about the fact that music is a communal thing. So I'll miss him. God bless you, Steve.
Since 6 o'clock this morning, we've been paying tribute to the late great Steve Fatah, who died yesterday at the age of 67. I hear a couple of words from Stu Berry.
Morning, Jane. It's Stu Berry from Splashy Fin Music Festival speaking. Thank you firstly for the opportunity to share some thoughts on Steve. He was an absolutely wonderful and very, very soft character, but someone that I don't think people quite understand what an influence he had, not only on the South African music festival or South African music scene, but certainly the international music scene. We were very, very lucky to have had him perform at Splashy Fin on our Legend Stage program 2 years ago with Don Clark. And his influence, you could see how many people came to see him solely. And I think that obviously started in the 60s with his band The Flames, and their number of hits that they produced from the United States. And not many people know that two of his band members ended up playing for the Beach Boys, and they were in the era of the Beach Boys, and certainly between the two of them commanded a lot of the airwaves across not only international, obviously, but South African airwaves. But I think for us, as a festival, the most lasting thing for us is the number of musicians in South Africa, and particularly KZN, that he has touched. And there is absolutely no doubt that he has contributed significantly, if not one of the most significant, to the KZN music industry and the upbringing of new artists.
So throughout the morning, we've been playing tributes for the late, great Steve Fatah, who died yesterday morning. Here are a couple of words from Logie Naidu.
Hi, Jane. This is Logie Naidu. Steve Fatah was a legendary singer, songwriter, and musician. Hailing with the group rock group Flames, they were robbed of international fame and glory. Apartheid laws forced them into exile, and they played on the international stage, getting recognition outside the country during the bad old days. Steve Fatah was a wonderful musician, a humanist, and a great son of the city of Durban. The Flames produced great music, and their members, Ricky Fatah, went on to become a drummer for the Beach Boys, and their lead guitarist went on tour with the Rolling Stones. Talented musician that emerged out of Durban, today we pay tribute to that blessed soul, that talented man, Steve Fatah, for his music. Rest in peace, Steve Fatah. Your music plays on. Hambagashle.
So throughout the morning, we have been paying tribute to the late, great Steve Fatah and taking voice notes from all over the world. Here are a couple of words from Trezor.
Hey, Jane, and all the listeners that's on the East Coast, sending my love, and I'd love to say a few words about Steve Fatah, who's such an icon, incredible musician and human being. I mean, when I arrived in Durban just over 10 years ago, he was really one of the very first people that really embraced me and welcomed me in the city when I used to do open mics on the beachfront and give me such incredible advice about music career and how to navigate it and how to navigate pretty much everything about the music industry, and I'm really grateful I got to cross my path with him. Such an incredible musician, human being, and I'm sending my love to his family, and may his rest in power. Much love.
Jane Lynn Lee Thomas, East Coast Radio.